The county board Tuesday night approved the levy for the new fiscal year, which will see a 0.72% increase due to a rise in assessed valuations. Finance Committee Chairman Brett Austin explains further.
That is the total amount of money more than it was last year, 4.2% minus that 3.35, which is just the natural appreciation of property. So that's property values just going up. So 0.72, what would be what the citizens of Adams County would see as a raise in their tax rate.
Austin also told the county board that after meeting with the Adams County United Way, the county's plan to funnel some $1 million in American Rescue Plan Act funds to area nonprofit organizations impacted by the pandemic would be extended several months into next year. Austin explained why.
We just felt like the organizations didn't get as much lead time as they needed to. Short staff a lot of the organizations, and definitely want to put a priority on making sure they get an equal opportunity to apply for funds.
He told the county board that 26 nonprofits had applied for ARPA funding and that out of that group, only 10 had submitted the full information needed. Austin says that the application should soon be reposted at the United Way's website. The county board also approved a resolution of support for the Quincy Riverfront Development Corporation and approved a plan to reapportion its districts based on last year's census. Unlike the city of Quincy, Adams County is required to do a reapportionment every 10 years. As a result of the reapportionment, several precincts were moved to other districts, all within Quincy city limits. Scott Hardy, WTAD News.